Back here at Shattuck, semifinals of the Shattuck Shootout in Rivalry Day. Double dip of Shattuck and Laverne, and the Lady Tigers coming out on top of the first one, 42-30. Your leading scorers, both Whitley Cash and Caitlin Long. That duo gets 12 apiece. Presley Brown comes in with six on a couple threes. Macy Bentley had two, and Nani Echevarria with six, but a ton of rebounds for Nani, who averages seven a game, and she thinks she got that and more tonight. Maria Sosa with four off the bench for the Lady Tigers in a low-scoring affair. For the Lady Indians, Cameron Bullard and Josie Oakley both had six. Ellery Woods with four. Harley Schoaf had five off the bench. Jenna Bay with four, and Sayla Bullard with five for the Lady Indians, who spread it out and ran into a buzzsaw in that third quarter. They lost 17-9 after a low-scoring start and too much offense in that second half and too much defense. Really, both teams played excellent defense, but Laverne's press gave Shattuck fits there, especially in that second half. And now it's the boys' time coming in. Laverne coming in 10-4, as they're going to led by Coach Tanner Woods, just won a title as the football coach in his ninth season. They just had a state appearance in 2014. But the guy who was with him in that state appearance is on the other sideline. Coach Drew Miller used to coach the Laverne Tigers. He took them to state, one of their 13 appearances in state. And back in the day in 2013, 2014, right around that time, I don't know the specific year, but right about that time was when Coach Miller was over there. And he's got the Shattuck Indians at 7-4. More importantly, they've been on a bit of a roll. They've won four in a row. They've really turned it on here late. They're starting to figure it out. They're getting guys back. They know exactly where their bread is buttered. They're going to have a lot of John David Edelman at point guard, who was huge in that opener to try to get here. 6-for-6 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. He had 20 points in that game. And Roscoe Latta. Ross Latta, 15 points a game, and he can catch fire in a hurry. We've seen him light it up at the Oil Center Classic, and when he gets going, he can hit it from deep, and he's the guy to watch out for if you're Laverne defensively. For the Tigers, of course, Tate Domi in the paint, the double-double machine. He's young, but he is big, and he can pick up 11 and 10 just like that every night, and he is hard to move down there. And not only that, he's going to get some help today. Gabe Lovell is suiting up for the first time in the year. He didn't play yesterday, and he is a great football player and a bruiser down low. But both these guys, both Domi and Lovell, can get you buckets as well, but they are hard to battle in the paint. It's going to be up to big Chris Jones down there to make sure he gets some rebounds, along with Blake Buller. That battle on the block is going to be a bruiser tonight, and that's one of the keys we're going to have tonight. Don't turn this into a football game. Energy's going to be high. Crowd's going to be loud. You want to make sure you don't foul and you play defense without fouling. This isn't round two of football season. You want to play basketball tonight if you're both of these squads. You want to play physical, but you want to play clean, and that's going to be a key tonight. We'll take a break and be right back. 7-4 Shattuck coming in against 10-4 Laverne. Winner moving on to play Visalia for the Shattuck Shootout title. We're going to have it for you right after this. Rivalry night continues at the semifinals of the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back at the Shattuck Shootout, getting ready for the guys' game. Laverne and Shattuck, round two. Again, the ladies getting the best of the Shattuck Lady Indians. Laverne ladies getting the best of the Shattuck Lady Indians a little bit ago. Moving on to play Arnett. Laverne and Arnett have faced each other this year. Arnett won that by 7 points. So it will be a chance for Laverne to try to get revenge, a chance for Arnett, to his ladies, to win their first Shattuck Shootout. I don't believe they have won one of these ever. So either has Laverne. So whatever happens, we're going to get a brand new champion on the girls' side, someone who's never won. Now, the Shattuck Indians have won this tournament on the guys' side in 2020. John Bay was the MVP. Laverne's never won this tournament, so they're looking for their first as well. They'll move on to play Vyside. Both of these teams have played Vyside, Shattuck beating them by 9 not too long ago. Laverne lost to them in overtime, but it was the very first game of the season all the way back on December 14th, so two very different teams right now. Your starters for Laverne in the white jerseys with the purple numbers. Number one, Trip Green. Trip Green is a freshman. Caleb Blackwell, the senior, number three. Number 11, Logan Freeman. He was the MVP of the Oil Center Classic, the junior. And he's going to be up to him to come up with some offense because Tegan Green not playing again tonight for Laverne. Tate Domi, number 24. And Karsten Baggs, the hot hand from yesterday, is the senior going to get the start. He came out on fire at 15 in the opener. And they're going to look for him to keep that hot shooting going, trying to find some offense because not playing without Tegan Green. Going to be tough. Would have been a fantastic point guard battle with Green and John David Elam. We're going to have to wait on that one because Green not able to go tonight. For the Shattuck Indians, number zero, Jesse Gibson, the senior, going to start. We mentioned John David Elam, the senior. Number one, J.D., John David, whatever you want to call him. Roscoe Latta, number 23. Ross is a junior. Number 33, Blake Buller, the senior. And number 52, Chris Jones, the senior. An all-state football player, all-star by class, was Chris Jones this year. And there's a few of them going to be on the floor tonight. Gabe Lovell, another all-state caliber player as well. So here we go. Logan Freeman going to tip it up with Blake Buller. Laverne in the white-purple numbers. Shattuck in the red with the white numbers. Laverne going right to left as we're looking at it. Shattuck will be going left to right here at home. Here we go. Rivalry time, round two. Shattuck and Laverne. Winner moves on to the title game to take on Vyside. Now Buller down in the corner over to Elam. Back to Gibson. Jesse Gibson guarded by Blackwell. Poked away by Blackwell right at us, and that's going to bounce away right in front of me and go out of bounds. Blackwell almost coming up with the steal. Going to stay here with the Indians. Elam going to inbound it to Jesse Gibson. Scoreless here early, just getting underway. Gibson crossing the timeline. Got Blackwell in front of him. Buller pops out to the wing. They give it over to Elam, top of the key. Throws it into the post to Jones. Bounces it back out to Elam as he's double-teamed down there. Drive in by Elam with the left hand. Nifty move and got it to fall, showing the touch. And Elam's got two. Two zip. Shattuck in front here early. Trip Green bounce almost poked away by Latta. Goes to Domi, who kicks it out to Baggs. He's going to try to shoot it. Knocked it down. Picking up where he left off. Hit his first three shot yesterday, and that's one for one right now. It's 3-2 Laverne. And if Karsten Baggs continues to shoot like that, it's going to be tough to stop the Tigers. Spin, Elam into the paint, forcing the issue, picks up the foul. And he has great ball handling skills, finds his way to slip into tight corners, and he's got long arms. That time the foul picked up by Domi. And we mentioned, you got to be careful not to foul, turn this into a hack fest. Right now, Elam forcing the issue, going to the free throw line to try to give Shattuck the lead back. Missed the first one. And he hit his last six in a row to end the last game, to ice it in a tight one in the opener for Shattuck to get here to take down Boys City, a very good Boys City team. Caleb Arthod went off for Boys City in that game at 23. Second one for Elam goes down. It's tied at 3. Man press here. Gibson's going to pick up Blackwell full court. Blackwell gets around him quickly, drives into the paint, flips it back outside to Baggs. Why not? He hit it again. Oh, my goodness. Picking up, this is exactly how he started yesterday. He's 2-for-2 already. It's 6-3. And Karsten Baggs is loving these rims here at the Shattuck Shootout. Over, really not the rims because he's not hitting the rim. Goes over to Latta. He can shoot it too. He's going to pull up and shoot it. That one's going to go off the back iron. Fight for the rebound, and Jones goes over the back. Domi that time had position as those two big guys battling down low. Chris Jones picks up his first foul, first on Shattuck, and that is going to be a war down there between those two guys. There are some large basketball players on the floor here. And by large, I mean wide. Maybe not 6 foot eight, but there's some big bodies and some strong kids. 6-3. Laverne leads. They've got the basketball. Give it over to Bags. Gets a screen from Domi. Slipped by Elam, who's now taken upon himself to cover Bags. Over to Bags. Those long arms of Elam closing out on the shooter. He thought about it. Swinging around to Freeman. He's going to try a corner three. That's going to come right back to him. And good box out by Buller, who boxed out the shooter and got the rebound. Back to Elam. Slipped there by Tripp Green. Elam kicks it back to Jesse Gibson. Long wing three. That's going to go off the backboard, off the rim, and go right to Karsten Bags. Tough shot there for Gibson. Won't drop. Blackwell penetrates. Gives it to Bags. And this now Elam is making sure Bags is not going to get an open look. Gibson trying to deny Blackwell the basketball. Domi fakes the pass. Flips it out to Freeman. He's got Buller in his face, and he's going to get called for a travel. Turnover by Logan Freeman goes back to Shattuck. 6-3 Laverne, 5:35 to go here in this first quarter. So we're just getting underway here in Shattuck. Elam now. He's got Tripp Green on him. Flips it over to Gibson there, daring Jesse Gibson to shoot out there, and he says no. He's going to pull, change direction, set it up, give it over to Buller. Bags on him. Elam comes around a screen, shows the ball. Nowhere to go. Gives it over to Gibson, the far wing. And now Buller top of the key. Still man defense by the Tigers. Freeman on Latta. That's a tough matchup for Latta, trying to get that shot off with those long arms of Freeman. Freeman was tasked with guarding Roberto Hernandez in the Oil Center Classic. Did about as good a job on him as you can do. Roberto Hernandez, a star All-State player for Tyrone. Elam. Looking for space. Lowers that shoulder. Comes up. He's going to get called for a charge, initiating the contact. And that's a pretty good call. He was seeking it out. And Elam picks up his first foul. That'll be the second team foul on the Indians. A little too aggressive that time for JD. Press on. This is really just a man full court. Picking him up full court press. Now Gibson has backed off of Blackwell. Last two times he's got on, and Blackwell has gotten around him. That one poked away by Buller. Buller's got a one on three. He pulls it up wisely, does not take it in there. He had a trailers. They flip it back to Elam for a three from the wing. That's going to bounce out, and a long rebound by Freeman, who skied up there for it. Blackwell looking to run. He's got no numbers. He spins around. Nowhere to go. He pulls it back out. Back long NBA three, and he hit it again. He's unconscious. 9 for Bags. All 9 Laverne points. 9-3. Well on his way to an all-tournament performance here by Karsten Bags. Elam spin move in the paint. Left hand, tough shot, and showing the touch. He's got 5, and it's a two-man show. Bags has all 9 Laverne points. John David Elam has all 5 Shattuck points right now with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. And Elam better come out and get him. He's not going to shoot that. He gives it to Domi. They're waiting for Bags to get open. He goes down and sets a screen. Tripp Green comes around to the elbow. Tries to bounce it inside to Domi. Ball is loose, stolen away by Shattuck. Here comes Jesse Gibson. 2-on-3. Blackwell cuts off ball. They give it to Elam. He drives baseline. Back out. Latta, 4-3 from the corner. That one rolls around. Comes back out tipped. Goes right to Bags. That's going to bounce away right underneath us here. And go out of bounds. And stay here with the Indians. Jesse Gibson's going to inbound it. 9-5, Laverne leads by 4, 3:22 to go here in this first quarter. Shattuck with the ball. Buller on the wing, drops it down inside to Jones. He pass fakes. Nobody open. Gives it up to Gibson on the wing, and Blackwell's giving him a lot of room. Buller on the wing, also giving him a lot of room, not Elam. They cut him off. Latta's going to pull a three right in front of Freeman's face. That won't go, but a rebound. Buller put back in a foul. Big board by Blake Buller. The Indians needed that one. And that foul going to be tagged to, if it makes it 7-9, Laverne now leads 9-7. Shattuck cuts it to 2 with 3:03 to go in the first quarter. And that foul going to be 2 on Domi. So Domi with no points has already picked up 2 fouls. And Tripp Green going to come in there as Gabe Lovell checked in that last break. So Lovell is in the game. So they lose Domi now to foul trouble. But Lovell in there, exchange one big guy for the next. Buller, the second chance of the and one, bounces high, bounces again. He missed the free throw. Couldn't get the shooter's roll. Goes over to the Tigers. Tripp Green with the basketball. 9-7, Laverne by 2. Good defense there by Latta on Green. Green trying to force one up. Oh, the clutch shot. Hesitation shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it off the glass. That won't drop. Chris Jones gets up there and rips down the board. Shattuck with a chance to tie or take the lead with 2:43 to go in the quarter. Trip Green hit the ground hard, and Chris Jones knocked him down. And we mentioned that's what you got to look out for, not to turn this into a football game. That time a cheapy foul by Jones, and he's got two. So the two big guys we said needed to be careful and stay out of foul trouble now have two fouls apiece, Domi for Laverne and Jones for Shattuck. And that brings in number 25, Will Pockner. He's a move-in from Fargo Gage Fort Supply, where he had a good season last year. Started for them, comes off the bench here for Shattuck. 9-7. By the way, we will be in Fargo Gage Fort Supply on Tuesday. They play Cheyenne. That'll be our round ball roundup game. And their handoff there to Blackwell. Almost loses the basketball, but he goes back around the timeline to get it. It was stripped away by Gibson. Now Trip Green's open on the wing for a three. No one closed out. Missed it. Got a pretty good look. Rebound Elam. Back comes Shattuck down two. Latta driving in the paint. Hey, reach in foul. They're going to call him for a carry. Thought they were going to get a reach in foul. A little too high on the dribble there for Roscoe. Another turnover by Shattuck. Score's been 9-7 here for a couple minutes. Scoring drought for both squads. That lobbed into Blackwell. Only three scorers in this basketball game. As Karsten Bags has all nine Laverne points, and he's got the basketball on the wing. Elam now not giving him any space. And that's a pretty wise decision. He is red hot. In the corner to Green, gets a screen from Blackwell. Spins in, picks up the dribble, flips it out. Logan Freeman open in the corner for a three. That's going to bounce long. Green gets the long rebound, came all the way back out to the free throw line. He's going to pick it up and give it right back to Blackwell, guarded by Latta. Minute 42 to go in this quarter. Flips it to Green. Trip Green, spin move in the paint. Try to come up shooting. Flips it over to Blackwell. Is open in the corner for a three. And Blackwell gets three. All of Earn's points on threes. And that is the first Tiger to score, not named Karsten Bags. Big three by Blackwell makes it 12-7. Minute 23 to go in this quarter, the first quarter. Elam guarded by Bags. Minute 18 here for JD. Corner, Pockner drives, stops, shot fake, gets underneath. Oh, put back. Tries to get a rebound off the miss and gets knocked to his off his feet, and the rebound comes to Lovell instead. As Pockner, nice ball fake. Oh, two pass too hard. It's stolen away by Jesse Gibson. Takes it in. Oh, missed a point-blank shot. Rebounded by Blackwell. Flips it to Green and gets it quickly ahead to Lovell. Looking at Freeman. Drops it inside. Great pass off the glass and in. And what was an easy two for Gibson off the miss became transition two for Logan Freeman. Shattuck trying to answer. Elam with the fadeaway. Comes up short. Rebound Gabe Lovell. 14-7 in the last 2 minutes. Laverne has blown it open to a 7-point lead. Blackwell trying to force the issue. Gets called for the charge. Pockner with the feet set. Good defense by 25. And that's going to be the first foul on Blackwell. Third team foul on Laverne. Here with 35.7 to go. Shattuck trailing by 7. Got the basketball here. Big possession here. Trying to get some momentum coming out of this quarter. And picking up the dribble. Latta trying to shake Freeman. Making a little shuffle move. They try to hand it off to Elam. Almost stolen away by Green, but Elam maintains possession. JD crossover. Drives right hand. He's under the basket. Tries to take it up right at Lovell and picks up the foul. And Elam just probing until he found a little bit of space. Lovell coming from the backside and hacked him. Just couldn't quite. Those long arms of Elam makes his shot hard to block. And Gabe Lovell couldn't quite get over there. He picks up his first foul. That'll be the fourth team foul on Laverne with 15 seconds to go. A couple free throws here for John David. First one, up and down. He's got six. He leads all Shattuck scorers. And only four guys scoring in this game for both squads. Another free throw up coming here. Chance to cut it to five, and he does. Taking his time there, it's refreshing. See some good free throw shooting in this tournament after the Oil Center Classic was a little bit rough. Now in the corner to Trip Green, back outside to Blackwell, perimeter, four to shoot. Drive kick, Bags, 4-3 with two to shoot. That one's an air ball. That's the first one he's missed all game. And that will do it for the first quarter. After one frame, Laverne leads Shattuck 14-9. Do not go anywhere. It's going to be a tight one here at the Shattuck Shootout. Back after this on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck, 14-9. Laverne leads the Indians here at the end of one quarter. And some other scores updates. Some girls' scores from around the area. Turpin continues to stay hot. They beat Canton 45-37. Coach Travis Smoltz out there. Not ranked, but a team you should be on the lookout for if you haven't seen them play. Also, Sealing beats Duke 78-30. And the Sealing Lady Cats are an absolute monster as they continue to just blow people out of the water. 14-9, Laverne in front here. Both these squads, pretty much what we thought, physical game here early with some of the big guys down low. And some hot shooting by Karsten Baggs, who's 3 of 4 from 3. He's got Laverne in front, 14-9. Logan Freeman, pass fake, picks it up, flips it back out to the wing. Baggs is open for 3. That one won't go. Now he's missed 2 in a row. But Lovell tracks down the long board in the corner, flips it over to Freeman. Freeman drives inside, stops from the elbow, and knocks it down in rhythm. Good shot there by Logan Freeman. He can catch fire, too. Him and Latta can get you 20-30 some nights when they're really on. Right now, it's 16-9. Laverne in front. Big possession here. Elam's going to pull up for 3 from the wing, and he hit it. Big shot by John David, who's got 10. Makes it 16-12. Just when it looked like the momentum was shifted to Laverne, Elam takes it back. 7 minutes to go in this half. Bags on the wing, gives it to Lovell. Lovell shows ball, drive and kick out. Blackwell, and he rifled that pass. He almost threw it through Caleb Blackwell, who picks it up and gives it right back to Freeman. A lot of mustard on that. Freeman nowhere to go. Picks up his dribble in the corner and gives it over to Lovell on the wing. Baggs, far wing, cooled off. They give it to Green, who's guarded by Latta. Crosses over. Latta almost comes up with a steal. Tries to grab it with his feet and goes out of bounds. Looked like he was trying to save it like a soccer player. Instead, he's going to stay here with Laverne. Now Baggs is going to come out. Tate Domi's going to come back in. Remember, he's playing with 2 fouls. With 6:33 to go in the half, he's going to have to be careful not to pick up number 3. They get it into Tate. He gives it. Oh, I thought he was going to give it to Blackwell. Nice back cut by Freeman. It just missed him, so he's going to have to turn around and shoot a fadeaway instead of a layup. That shot won't go, and a rebound by Elam. Right idea by Domi. Just couldn't connect. Elam's going to force the issue. Down to the right block. Takes it right inside and gets fouled by Green. Lovell made sure he didn't get the and one. They're going to say on the ground, so it wouldn't have been an and one. They're going to say it was on the floor. Or no. No foul. Out of bounds. Nope. Clean block, they're going to say. Clean block, out of bounds. Stays here with Shattuck, though. So Elam pulls up and shoots a 3, and it worked out for him anyway. They didn't get the foul call. They said out of bounds. It looked like there was some contact. No call. Now Elam picks up a 3. Drive by Green. Swatted from behind by Latta. It's a breakaway for Elam. It's a 3-on-1. Takes it with the right hand. Switches hands midair. Knocks it in. He's got 15 already. And Shattuck's in front by 1. 17-16. Indians by 1. Laverne's going to get a timeout with 5:55 to go in the half. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back in Shattuck, an 8-point eruption by John David Elam has put the Indians back in front. They have 17 points. He's got 15 of them. Laverne had 16, though, and they're going to get the basketball here coming out of that timeout from Coach Woods, who just had to call it just to get the momentum to calm down. And he's having a word with the referees. He thought there was a lot of contact, or thinks there's a lot of contact. Looks like he's having a conversation with Lidl and Searcy about what's going on down low. It has been a pretty physical basketball game. Almost called it a football game, which is how it feels sometimes when these two teams square off. Gym is full. Here we go. 5:50 to go. It's back to a one-point game. 5:50 to go in the first half. Back to a one-point game. Blackwell picks up his dribble. Skips it downside to a cutting Domi underneath, and he is fouled, and he is hard to stop with a head of steam. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That will be the fourth team foul on Shattuck and the second now on Elam. So now with 5:41 to go, he's got to be extra careful. He had a charge foul earlier on a push-off, and Domi can't hit the foul shot. That was all arms that time, not taking his time. He's out there with Freeman. Gabe Lovell seeing his first action in a while on the basketball court. Carson Baggs and Caleb Blackwell for Laverne. Second free throw doesn't go in. The tipped rebound, and Jesse Gibson saves it to Buller just in time, or that would have went back to the Tigers. Nice hustle by Gibson. His team up one. Now he's got the ball. Blackwell on him. A couple down screens. Latta pops out. Pockner pops out. He's at the wing. He gives it over to Latta, top of the key, guarded by Freeman. They swing it over to Gibson. Coming around a screen, Elam comes up, firing hand in his face. That one's long. That was a heat check by John David. Rebound by Tate Domi. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Quickly up to Caleb Blackwell. He's on fire. He runs down there, drops it off to Baggs, who cuts inside. Bounce pass to Domi, flashing inside the lane, and he's going to get called for a charge as Gibson was set underneath him. I don't even think Domi saw him because he's about two of Jesse Gibson. And landed on him. That's going to be a charge foul on Domi. And more importantly, that is three on Tate Domi, who doesn't have a point and has to sit with 5:05 to go in the half. Trip Green coming back in the basketball game. Nice job there by Gibson. A couple hustle plays by Jesse Gibson for the Shattuck Indians. Back to back and another pushback foul, this time away from the ball as Buller hits the deck. And now it's getting physical out there. That's the sixth team foul on Laverne. That'll be the first on Trip Green. One more, and Shattuck's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the half. Buller's going to inbound it now on the sideline at the end of our announce table here. Bagg's going to deny the inbounds pass. He bounce it into Elam. Almost poked away by Green, who throws it off Elam. And a great play by Trip Green. Looked like it was just going to step out of bounds, and quick hands and quick decision by Green. Knocking it off Elam. Laverne gets the basketball back, trailing by one, 17-16, 4:51 to go in the half. Blackwell calling it out as he crosses the timeline. Got Gibson on him. Lovell pops out to the wing, picks it up right back to Blackwell on the far wing. Baggs coming around a screen. Shot fakes, drives inside. Buller cuts him off. Nowhere to go. Still trying to get in there. He's going to bounce inside. Changes directions. Flips in with the left hand. Nifty move. Shot wouldn't fall. Rebound Elam. Right idea there for Baggs. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Latta now on the top of the key. Gives it over to Pockner, who drives baseline. He's cut off. Back outside to Latta. He's just going to pull up. Hand in his face for three. It's going to bounce high. Go over the top of the backboard. And Ross Latta learning the hard way. When Logan Freeman is on you, he can close out those shots in a hurry. Doesn't look like, looks like he's got a couple feet. You've got a little bit of space. That space shuts down quickly as it's been tough night shooting for Latta with Freeman in the hand in his face. He's a great defender. Elam's going to take a seat, playing with three fouls, and that's going to bring in Jalen Cummings, seeing his first action of the basketball game for number 11. Another solid football player here for Shattuck. And Jalen stolen away by Latta, coming from behind on Baggs. He's got a two-on-one, takes it up inside. Freeman went for the block, and Latta beat him to the hoop for two. The first two for Roscoe. It's 19-16, Indians in front by three. Freeman with a basketball, drives in, bounce pass under to Lovell, takes it up under the hoop, reverse shot won't go, rebound Freeman, and a foul on the putback. He's going to go to the free throw line. Right idea by Lovell, shot wouldn't fall for him, a little bit of rust there for Gabe, but Freeman's Johnny on the spot with the rebound. That'll be the first foul on Blake Buller. The 15 foul on Shattuck. Logan Freeman at the free throw line to shoot a couple, and short arms the first one. Really rushed it. Kind of got the basketball and put it up there. Chris Jones coming in for Buller. And Jones playing with a couple fouls as he's going to have to be careful here in this last 3:51. Second foul shot for Logan Freeman. Knocked it down. Logan's got five. It's 19-17. Two-point lead for Shattuck with 3:49 to go here in the first half. Gibson Gets a screen from Latta, slipped by Blackwell, gets around it. Nice job defensively. They get it over to Cummings, now over to Pogner. Bounce pass, short baseline, short corner over there for Chris Jones, who gives it back up and around. They swing it around top of the key to Gibson. He pass fakes, nowhere to go. Blackwell, good defense again by three. They hand it right back to Jalen Cummings. Picks up his dribble, now out in the corner. Jones comes flashing around inside of the post. They don't like it. They give it to Pogner at the elbow. Over down to the corner. To Jones, back outside to Gibson. He's without Elam in there, Shattuck finding a hard time finding offense. Pogner drives, Gibson will try a three. They gave him a little bit of space. He's going to come up short. Nice box out rebound by Freeman. And with 3:02 to go, Laverne with a chance to tie or take the lead. Trailing by two, 19-17. 3:02 to go in the half. Now it's under three to go in the half. And Blackwell saying, hey guys, let's reset it. A little bit of movement. Lovell's going to pop out, and Blackwell doesn't like it. Looking inside, nobody there. Lovell swings it around to Bags in the near wing, right in front of us. He's got Cummings on him, and Cummings all up in him. It gives it over to Freeman, who's calling out the play. Looking inside to Lovell. Lovell and Jones battling in that post. Looking inside, they rifle it into Lovell. He turns, spins back, fadeaway, baseline, and went down and came back out. Tough shot, wouldn't fall for him. Rebound Latta. Quickly ahead to Cummings. Cummings cut off. Back to Latta. He's going to pull up for three. Blocked by Logan Freeman, but right back to Latta. Ball on the ground. Everyone's diving for it. Flip back up. Saved by Pogner to Gibson. Good hustle by Will Pogner. Right back to him. Why not? He earned it. He's going to take it inside. Picks up the foul. Bucket wouldn't fall for him. Great sequence there by 25. His team leading by two. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two, and that will be foul two on Gabe Lovell. Pogner shoot a couple. Chance to make this a two-possession game for Shattuck. First one is up and in. First free throw falls. That's the first point of the game for Will Pogner. It's 20-19. Shattuck in front by three. 2 minutes to go in this half. In what was a 14-9 lead after one quarter. His second quarter has belonged to the Indians. Second free throw won't fall, though, but Glovel on the rebound tipped it out of bounds. Nobody was there. And he just lost it. All he had to do was come down with it, and maybe a little rust showing here for Gabe playing his first game in a while. And we're going to get a substitution as David Guajardo, the senior, going to come in. He's going to take out Gabe Lovell. Going small now are the Tigers. Inbounded by Latta into Gibson in the corner. Under two to play, 20-17, Shattuck by three. And Latta just no shooting space with Freeman on him. Ball fake. Cummings drives inside. Little move. Misses everything. Tried to take it into the paint. And Karsten Bags on the fouled on the rebound on a reach-in. And Shattuck did have a couple to give. So it will not be a shooting foul. They got one to give. Laverne's going to maintain possession underneath their hoop. Press on for Shattuck. Full court pressure. Now they all back off. Gibson on Blackwell. And every time he's got up there, Caleb's taking it around him. Minute 40, almost stole it, though, but gets called for the reach-in foul. And he just about had it. Oh, but that is the seventh foul. So now Blackwell's got the 1-1. Elam's going to come back in this game for Cummings. So Gibson, a little too aggressive there with a minute 39 to go. It's going to put Caleb Blackwell at the free throw line for a 1-1. And the senior chance to cut this to a one-point lead. The first one for Caleb. Bouncing. Oh, that's no good. Rebound Elam. Looking to run. Everyone getting back in transition for Laverne. He spins inside. Goes off the foot of Elam. He has to go on the ground for it. Everybody's on the ground for it. He rolls it up to Gibson. Gibson finds a little space. Tries to bounce pass it underneath. Gets knocked right back to him. Back to Latta for three in the corner. Air ball. And a rebound on the backside by Tripp Green looking to run. Pogner hit the ground looking for a foul, no call. Green, bounce pass into Freeman, stops, pops, won't go, and box out in a rebound by Chris Jones. Lead remains three for Shattuck, 109 to go in this half. And getting physical out there, a lot of bodies on the ground. And they're letting them play, which I like a lot in this game. Pogner, top of the key, they swing it around to Gibson. Now they give it to Latta. Latta over to Elam. Under a minute, now in the half. Shattuck in front by three. They've got the basketball. Pogner's got it on the wing. Nice pass cut underneath to Gibson down the left block. He is fouled by Blackwell. And they're going to say out of bounds on Jesse Gibson. So it looked like a turnover there in the baseline. Off of Jesse Gibson there. It looks like Blackwell got a hand on it, knocked it off Gibson. So that's going to go back to Laverne with 43.3 to go in this half. Into Carson Baggs. Picks up his dribble. He's trapped. He's going to have to get rid of it. Good trap, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Woods before they lost the possession. And with 38.8 seconds left in the half, Shattuck leads 20-17. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year. And your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Welcome back. Rivalry night here at the Shattuck Shootout, and it is a tight one. Shattuck leads Laverne 20-17, 38.8 to go. First quarter belonged to Laverne Tigers. This second quarter been all Shattuck Indians as back and forth we go, and full court pressure now applied, trapping man press here by Shattuck. Everybody clears out. Freeman comes, Cummings tries to trap him, almost comes up with the steal and picks up the foul. Crowd didn't like it. Cummings coming from that blind side, almost got all ball there. Ref said no, and that is going to go to a 1-1 now for Logan Freeman, and that's going to be Jalen Cummings' first foul. That'll be the eighth team foul for Shattuck. And with 30.6 to go, more free throws coming for the Tigers. 1-1. Freeman rushed it last time. We'll see if he hits this one. That one's nothing but net for Logan Freeman, who's got six. Cuts it to two. Elam getting ready to check in. Coach Miller saying Jalen Cummings is going to take a seat here, and Elam's going to come in for offense in the last 30.6. They do not want him picking up his third foul. Now Freeman, the free throw line, bricks it. Goes right back to Jesse Gibson, who nice box out there by zero. He's getting a lot of hustle plays tonight. 24 seconds left. Elam says, let's slow it down and play for one. Looking for room, guarded by Green. Picking up it on the wing. Trying to get everyone to move. Set a screen by Latta. Had a little space. Didn't take the shot. Seven to shoot. Gibson's wide open in the corner. Nobody out there. Shot wouldn't fall. And a push in the back on the rebound. And that's going to be a 1-1. And away from the basketball, Karsten Baggs hit the ground hard. He's going to shoot 1-1 here. And we'll see who gets tagged with the foul. It was under the hoop. So with 4 seconds to go, Blake Buller with an ill-advised foul that gives Laverne a chance to tie it with 4 seconds to go. Now, it is a 1-1, but you've got Karsten Baggs, who's been red hot from three. Now, we'll see how he does when he has to move a little closer. He's 3-for-5 from three, and he's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. He missed that one. It's loose. Buller comes away with it. 1 second to shoot. I don't know if he's going to get it off, and he won't. At the end of the first half, Shattuck pulls in front in a narrow one in this rivalry game. It's Shattuck 20, Laverne 18. Back with halftime after this. It's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, Gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Did you know half of all cats in the United States don't see a vet on a regular basis? Hi, I'm Kat Dennings, and I love cats. Like, really, really love them. Seriously. That's why I'm here to ask you to take your cat to the vet each and every year. I'm working with Royal Canin and Orphan Kitten Club in their program, Mighty Cat, the first grant program in the world to protect and care for newborn kittens. For the Take Your Cat to the Vet initiative, which encourages cat owners across the country to schedule annual vet visits. Since it's tricky to decode our cat's behavior, it is super important to collaborate with your veterinarian to uncover any potential illnesses and learn the signs that something could be wrong. As pet owners, it is our responsibility to make sure cats of all ages have a chance to live a full and happy life by providing the care they need and deserve. Visit orphankittenclub.org/mightycat to learn more.
K101.
And like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back in Ellis County, here in Shattuck. The Shattuck Shootout, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout semifinal. We got one team left to punch their ticket. Right now, Shattuck leads Laverne 2018 in the boys' side. Winner going to move on and play Visine. They were 61-56 winners in a close one over Sayre, who came storming back at the end of that game and made it a basketball game before Visine pulled away. Visine, 18th-ranked team in Class A right now. But both of these teams could make a case if they win this tournament for being ranked themselves. In fact, you may wonder why they're not. They start a little slow, both squads, but really pouring it on late, trying to get some guys healthy, particularly Laverne, who can't quite get their full lineup in at any given point. And Shattuck as well has been had some guys in and out. Really starting to move in the right direction. Everybody healthy, everybody on the floor for both squads. And right now, playing really well, 2018. Your leading scorer so far, John David Eulen, has 15 of the 20 Shattuck points. The other two are Ross Latta has two, Blake Buller has two, and Will Pockner has a free throw. That is it for the Indians. For Laverne Tigers, Karsten Baggs with 9, all on threes. He's 3-for-5 from beyond the arc. Logan Freeman with 6 hard-earned points, and Caleb Blackwell with 3. That's it, 3 scorers right now for the Laverne Tigers, and they're going to look to try to add to that with 4:33 before we tip it off again. This has been a fantastic game, a very physical game, and the refs letting them play a little bit, so got to be careful with the foul trouble. Right now, some guys, Tate Domi's got 3 to him. Trip Green's got 2, John David Elam's got 2, Buller and Chris Jones have 2 apiece, Gabe Lovell's got 2, so a lot of fouls out there, and both teams going to have to really be careful here in the second half not to turn this into a football game and to communicate, because I imagine it's going to start getting pretty loud here. It's already kind of loud, but I can really see the roof start to come off if this thing's close down the stretch. Right now, though, it's 2018, Shattuck in front. We'll take a break and be back with the second half. It's Shattuck leading Laverne on the guys' side, 2018. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup and the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Back here in Shattuck, one half left to play here in the semifinal. Winner going to move on. We will crown a new boys champion regardless of what happens, because Forgan, who pulled out due to some sickness, was last year's champ. And Forgan has won a whole bunch of these Shattuck shootouts. And in fact, they've won most of them if you look at it historically. But they were the defending champs. As we mentioned, Shattuck has won one. Laverne has never won this tournament. So it would be a feather in their cap to try to get on that board, as the Forgan Bulldogs have won the first four of these. Before Visai won one, followed by Shattuck, and then Forgan again. So five of the seven have belonged to the Bulldogs, who weren't able to make it to this one. So right now, both these teams can taste it. They're close enough. They want a shot at Visai, a team that has beat Laverne in overtime, game one of the season, and a team Shattuck has already beaten. So both these teams feel like they can win the whole thing, and you want to get ranked, you can prove it here today. I know rankings don't matter a whole heck of a lot, especially as that's how you're playing at the end. But this would also be a proven tournament atmosphere win in a loud atmosphere, in a tournament setting where the emotions are running high a little bit. This will be a good win for both these squads. Right now it's a two-point game. About 30 seconds left before we tip it back out. They're going to flip-flop sides, go the other way now, with Laverne in the white, purple numbers, changing direction. Shattuck in the red with the white for this second half, and we'll see what adjustments both squads making. Obviously, John David Elam, the hot hand, he's got 15, and we'll see if Coach Woods decides to do defensively against John David, who right now is killing the Laverne Tigers. And over on the Laverne side, Carson Baggs with the hot hand. Now, they managed to put Elam on him a little bit and close out those shots, and he cooled off a little in that second quarter, but he is a streak shooter who can get going at any time. So Laverne's going to start with a basketball. Nope, Shattuck's going to start with the basketball. Carson Baggs tried to get the basketball. It's not going to work. John David Elam's going to inbound it. And Shattuck going to stack out in front of him. And he's just going to lob it up to Jesse Gibson. And here we go with the second half. Shattuck in the red jerseys, white numbers, going right to left. Laverne going left to right. Chris Jones calls for it out in the wing. And they give it to him. He swings it over to Elam. Elam trying to back everybody in. Flips it over to Gibson. Fake the shot. Gives it over to Jones on the perimeter. Now to Latta. Freeman on him, who's done a nice job on Latta. Quick three by Gibson on the wing. He drops it down, and Jesse Gibson didn't have a point in that first half. Comes out hot. And they basically dared him to shoot in that first half. He missed two or three of them bad. That one was nothing but net. And shooter's going to shoot. Jesse Gibson knocks it down. It's 23-18. Cut inside, and that's going to be on Elam trying to front Domi, and that is going to be a big foul, because that's three on John David, and we're just getting underway here in the second half. He's going to have to be real careful the rest of the way. If he goes out, that could be a disaster for the Indians. They drop it into Freeman. The bag swings it around to Blackwell. Drops it off. Elbow shot. Freeman, hand in his face, didn't matter. He knocked it down, and Laverne needed that. Logan Freeman's got eight. Also playing fantastic defense on Latta. 7:06. To go in the third quarter. It's 23-20. Shattuck in front. They hand it off to Elam. Blackwell now switched. He is now guarding Elam and not Gibson. Trying to bother him. Latta, three. Hand in his face over top of Logan Freeman. Won't drop. Rebound, though. Blake Buller. Nobody found Buller. Latta comes around shooting on the baseline and got the shooter's roll. Bounced high off the rim and came back down and went down for him. And that is four for Ross. Now Laverne with the basketball, trailing by five, 25-20. Shattuck in front. Domi forcing it inside the paint and nowhere to go. He had Buller and Jones, and even as big as Domi, and he could not muscle his way in amongst those two guys. Missed a shot, rebound Indians. Chance for Shattuck to take their biggest lead of the game here. Drive, Elam, spin move right inside, and we're going to get a foul. They called the charge, and that was a flop. That is a huge foul because it's four on Elam. But there's no way John David Elam moved Tate Domi to the ground. There's no way that happened. Four now on JD. And the charge called. Big call in this game with 6:11 to go. Lob to Lovell. Poked away by Jones. Quickly ahead to Gibson. Crossing the timeline. Picks it up right at the wing. Steal by Shattuck. Now down into the corner for Pockner. Looking inside, poked away from behind by Lovell, reaching around, and Gabe Lovell going to get a cheapy foul there. His third. Didn't have position, reached in. Good call that time. He's got three, 5:56 to go. Shattuck in front by five, and Tripp Green's going to come into this game for Gabe Lovell. And you can see John David Elam beside himself there, upset. Trying to do a little too much that time. And now Latta gives it back to Buller. Buller hounded by Green into the wing to Pockner. Crossover, Pockner, elbow back outside to Gibson. Wing Buller. Pockner top of the key, gives it over to Gibson. And now Latta playing catch on the perimeter. They bounce it into the post and too hard. Intended for Chris Jones, goes out of bounds. Who is it out on? It looks like out on Shattuck and goes over to the Laverne Tigers. Has a little too much mustard on that pass from Jesse Gibson. Turnover, Shattuck goes back to the Tigers who trail by five with 5:26 to go in this third quarter. Trapping defense here, trapping man press. Quickly over comes Tripp Green crossing the timeline. Nowhere to go. Had Buller in front of him, so he pulled it back out. They swing it around to Blackwell. He's wide open for a wing three. That's going to come up short. Tipped around. Still on the ground. Freeman goes down for it. Pockner goes down for it. And Latta comes away with it. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Miller to save the possession. So 5:06 to go in the third quarter. It's Shattuck 25, Laverne 20. It's round ball roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Shootout. 25-20, Shattuck leads Laverne by five, but their leading scorer on the bench with four fouls. Shattuck hanging on to that lead right now. And if you're just joining us a little bit, the girls' bracket set. Seventh place game will be Visite, Shattuck's JV at 10. Boys City at Sayre. Going to be the 12:40 game. In the fifth place game is pressure on now for Laverne as Shattuck inbounds and Pockner crosses the timeline. Third place game, Balco at Shattuck at 3:20 tomorrow. And the 6 o'clock game will be 8th-ranked Arnett at Laverne for the title game. That'll be the late game. We'll have the third place in title games for you here on K101. Now Shattuck with the basketball and another reaching foul on Laverne. This time I think it's going to be on Domi. And he's already heading over to the sideline because that is four on Tate Domi. And you can hear the crowd behind us jeering him on as Domi's going to take a seat with no points. And that's a big loss for the Tigers. So both a couple big guns for both squads having to take a seat with four fouls here. There's still 4:45 left in the third quarter. Shattuck leads by five, but they got to find their offense without Elam on the floor. Jones out to Buller. Indians just trying to survive without their point guard out there. Give it over to Latta, who's got Freeman on him. Into the post. Lovell behind Jones. Kicks it out to Buller. Swings it around to Pockner, who gets it to Jesse Gibson. Bags on him. Jones now just inside the three-point line in the corner. Back out top of the key. They change directions to Pockner. Blackwell on him. He drives baseline. A little fadeaway shot by Pockner. Won't drop. Tipped around on the ground. Freeman dives after it. Gibson dives after it. Tries to save it. Lifts it right to Lovell, though. Lovell drives inside. Takes it at Latta. Off the glass. Blocked by Ross Latta. And gets a jump ball on the rebound by Bags. Great defense by 23. Lovell thought he had a lay-in. And Latta giving up some weight down there. Rejects big Gabe Lovell. That was going to collision on the ground. Bodies on the floor. A loose ball there. And Jesse Gibson's going to have 8,000 floor burns when this game's over. Tripp Green on the wing. Still 25-20. 4:02 left in the third quarter. A bit of a scoring drought for both teams. Blackwell picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Green. He's going to try a three with Pockner's hand in his face. And Tripp Green hit it. Hadn't scored till that point. A freshman with a big three. It's 25-23, two-point lead, and a reach-in foul by Freeman trying to take it from Latta. That's going to be his first foul on Logan Freeman. 13th foul on the Tigers. So a lot of fouls there in the first half. They've slowed down the fouling, but some of the fouls that guys picked up have caused Domi and Elam, who both kind of have their mopey faces over there, wanting to play in this game, and now they're going to have to sit with four fouls. Now they get it into Buller. Mid-post, takes it inside at Lovell. Right side, off the glass, won't fall. Tripp Green saves it. Almost out on him and flips it into Blackwell. Blackwell, one on four, says no. Out to Green. Deep three. That's going to bounce high, and a rebound. Chris Jones comes down with it and rips it down for Shattuck, who still holds on to the lead by 2, 25-23 with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Gibson guarded by Blackwell, bounces out to Pogner, top of the key. And Pogner picks up his dribble, hands it off to Ross. Ross looking for space, back outside to Gibson. Now mid-post, Buller outside to Pogner, back out to Jesse Gibson. They reset, good defense by Laverne. Gibson over to Pogner. Just trying to find any kind of space, and Freeman has locked up Latta. They get it to Gibson. Blackwell over pursues. Gibson comes in, drives inside the right hand, and he picks up the foul. As Blackwell went for the steal. A little too aggressive, didn't get it, and Gibson was able to attack the lane. It's fourth team foul on Laverne, and that is the fourth now on Gabe Lovell. So both Domi and Lovell with four fouls. It's going to force Laverne to go small here in foul trouble. Gibson at the free throw line to shoot two, and he hit the first one. And he's earned it because he's done about everything but hit shots. He has four. But boy, is he flying around out there. Pogner comes out of the game, and it'll be their first appearance by the freshman Tatum Nielsen, who in kind of garbage minutes or late minutes, we call them. They don't like to call them garbage minutes. Second one goes down for Jesse Gibson. Came in off the bench yesterday and lit it up a little bit. So now he's going to get some run with the starters. Most of the starters. Green gets it stolen by Jalen Cummings. Cummings on the other side. It's a two-on-two. Takes it inside to Nielsen and going to pick up the block and foul on Nielsen, who thought he was set. And that's going to be count the bucket as well. Tough break for Nielsen. He tried to make the right play. That's a 15 foul on Laverne with 2:36 to go. Says he's got two fouls, which is not the case. Oh, they're going to give it to Tripp Green. They tagged Tripp Green with that. That's his second. The and one won't go for Cummings. Rebound, though, by Buller. Rips it away and gets it over to Cummings. Cummings, Latta, 4-3 from the wing. Bounces high, no go. Tipped by Jones, and they're going to say a foul under the hoop. Pushed in the back. And that is going to be on Shattuck. That'll be three on the Indians and three on Chris Jones. Laverne takes over possession. They trail by six, 29-23, 2:27 to go in the third quarter. So now Chris Jones is going to have to be careful here. Press on. Full court man press by Shattuck. Laverne gets it over to Blackwell. Play pull everybody back. He's got Buller on him. Bit of a mismatch. Blackwell is double teamed. Jones and Buller both get around him, but he skies around him. Slips inside. Eurostep. It's blocked and goes over to Shattuck. Good defense by the Indians. Gibson. And they're going to get a technical foul, and Coach Woods gets teed up. And Leland Searcy's had enough. And Woods wanted a foul on the other end, and they said enough. That is a technical foul. And we said emotions are going to run high, and that's a big one with his team down six. It's going to be free throws now for Ross Latta. Everyone's pulled back, and now the crowd is into it, and you've got both sides yelling at each other here in Shattuck, and Latta calmly hits it. 7-point lead for the Indians, 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Rich Miller going to get a quick timeout, and Ross hit them both. With the crowd yelling, it's 31-23. Shattuck maintains possession. Laverne needs to hold defensively here, and Coach Woods wants a timeout. So following that tee, he's going to get a timeout. 31-23, Shattuck leads by 8, 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Coming right back in a tense Shattuck shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Shattuck, the crowd is now fully engaged following that technical foul, and Coach Woods got teed up. It's now made it 31-23, and a big possession here. Shattuck's going to get the basketball. It's the biggest lead of the game for the Indians right now at up eight, and doing it all with their leading scorer on the bench, John David Elam, taking a seat with four fouls. And now Jalen Cummings is going to inbound it for the Indians to Jesse Gibson. It's going to be guarded by the freshman Tatum Nielsen guarding the inbounds pass here. Gibson breaks out. Got Blackwell in his hip pocket. And Gibson's trying to get around Blackwell's. Hounded him. Almost stole the ball, and it's still loose, but Gibson has to regather it, but he lost his dribble. He's going to have to get rid of it, and Buller comes and bails him out. Blake Buller takes a couple dribbles, gives it back to Gibson. Gibson over to Buller now on the wing. He's got Tripp Green on him. Over to Cummings. Crowd getting into it. Minute 49 to go in the quarter. Gibson trying to get around Blackwell's, doing a nice job defensively. Latta with Freeman on him. Freeman says no. Flop not called by Buller. Trying to get the charge call on Freeman. He quickly gets back up. Now he's going to set a screen. Almost a moving screen. He stays still. They flip it over to Cummings. He drives baseline. A little bit of space for Jalen Cummings, who knocks it in. Got a little crease and put it down. And Cummings with four off the bench. 10-point lead for the Indians. 1:21 to go. Now out to Freeman. Guarded by Latta. He drives inside. Little Euro step. Fadeaway shot. Crowd wanted to walk, and he got it to roll in. And Logan Freeman's followed up. Off balance. Fading to the baseline. Tough shot there by Logan. 33-25. 1:04 to go. And this feels like a playoff game for sure right now. 1:04 to go. In the quarter. Let me be clear about that. In the third quarter. 55 seconds. And we're going to get a charge call. Buller again. This time the ref said yes. And Freeman wanted a flop there. That is two on Logan. And he didn't like it. That's going to bring Guajardo in as the big guys for Shattuck now trying to do what Laverne was doing earlier and try to flop down there. That time it worked. 16 fouls now on Laverne. One more. Shattuck's in the 1-1. 54 seconds to go in this quarter. They lead by eight. Buller with the basketball gives it over to Gibson. Blackwell up in Jesse Gibson. Good lateral movement there by Blackwell. Gives it over to Buller. Guarded by Green. Looking to drive. Back outside of Gibson. Over to Latta. Freeman in his hip pocket, not giving him any breathing room. Finally gives it over to Cummings. 34 seconds in the third quarter. Bounce outside to Ross. And Latta doesn't like that corner. Gets a good screen there, but Tripp Green goes and helps on Latta. They're not letting him shoot now. It's a full-on switch. Green is on Latta. A little bit of a mismatch over here if they can get it to him. 20 seconds for Buller. He's guarded by Freeman. Gets it over to Gibson. We'll see if they can switch back. No time. 13 seconds left. Shattuck holding for last shot now. 10 seconds. Gibson, Blackwell on him. Over to Latta. He's going to shoot a long NBA three. That's not going to fall. And if under the hoop, they're going to call a foul on Logan Freeman on the rebound. That's three on Logan. And that's 1-1 with 4.9 seconds left. It should be a 1-1. And we're going to get a substitution. Nielsen going to run come in this game for Laverne for Freeman. And it looks like Chris Jones is going to shoot him. And it's Freeman trying to get in front of Jones for position. Picks up a foul away from the basketball. Big foul. Jones can make it a double-digit lead. It's a 1-1, though. He's going to have to hit the first one to get a crack at the second one. 4.9, and that's going to be a lane violation. And that's going to be on Shattuck, so he's not going to get another shot at it. Buller stepped in the lane. And Pockner going to come in the game now for Chris Jones. They don't want him picking up another foul in the last 4.9. Tripp Green inbound, 4.9. Trailing by eight. They can get a shot here. This will be a big possession for the Tigers. Blackwell driving inside. Two to shoot. He drives inside. Takes about kick outside. Nielsen for a long two and an air ball at the buzzer. Won't drop. Had an open look. Wouldn't fall. One quarter to go. Shattuck leads Laverne 33-25. Don't leave us. This one's going to come down to the wire here in Shattuck. It's the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Back in Shattuck. Shattuck 33, Laverne 25. One quarter left to play. The Indians lead by eight, starting with the basketball. Great quarter there for Shattuck, doing it without their point guard, who's on the bench with four fouls, as Elam's still going to stay out there on the bench. Jesse Gibson's going to remain a point. And great quarter without the guy who had all their points at the time and were still able to win that quarter. And what a team effort by the Indians to step in without him and take this lead. They're going to start with the ball here in the fourth, and Jalen Cummings got Guajardo out there. David Guajardo in there for Laverne. They throw it high in the high post into Buller. He's pushed outside, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Cummings. Everybody on the four corners there. A couple down screens, popping out to Gibson. He picks it up, swings it over to Latta. He's got Freeman on him again. He kept him quiet. So has Freeman, kept Latta from going off from three-point range. And Cummings forces the issue, runs into Green, stolen away by Guajardo, and gets a loose ball foul. Cummings lost the basketball and tried to get it back and ran up underneath of Guajardo. That's going to be Jalen Cummings' third foul on Jalen, I'm sorry. And the fourth team foul on the Indians. Laverne with the basketball, trailing by 8, 7-12 to go, inbounded by Carson Baggs to Blackwell. And Baggs been a little quiet here. He started out on fire. And we'll see if they can find him some open room for him, their hot shooter. Now Logan Freeman gives it mid-post. Flips it back out to Baggs. There he is, open on the wing. That one just rolls out. Got a good look, wouldn't go. Pockner with the rebound quickly ahead to Gibson. All the way in front of the Shattuck bench. Drops it down to a streaking Pockner on the block, who turns and shoots and scores. Good job by Pockner, moving without the basketball, coming down to that block. Taking advantage. Blackwell tries to follow. Shoots a floater, hits the backboard, and nothing else. And goes right back to Jesse Gibson. Gibson drives inside. Out. Latta was open for a second. Closed out quickly. Didn't shoot it. Blackwell gets the strip and the steal. He's got a two-on-two. Bounces up underneath the Freeman. Skying up in the foul and the bucket. Freeman streaking down the floor, and Latta tried to recover. Didn't get there in time. Freeman's got two more. He's got 12, and he's cut it to eight. A chance to make it seven, and the Tigers needed that. Tate Domi will check back in for David Guajardo and play with four. And Elam will check back in for Cummings, and he'll play with four fouls. 6:25 to go. Big free throw here for Logan Freeman, trying to get the and one. And he drops it down. Freeman's got 13. Keeping Laverne hanging around, trailing by seven with 6:22 to go. Gibson picks up his dribble. Over to Latta. Latta looking for space. Freeman giving him fits all night, nowhere to go. Gives it to Elam. He's got Green on him. Elam back to Gibson. Well, Freeman went for the foul and tagged him on the arm and got too aggressive, and that was an ill-advised move by Logan Freeman. He's now got four fouls, and it's a 1-1 for Latta. Not a guy you want at the free throw line. And Freeman went for the steal, wasn't close, and tagged him on the arm. I'm not sure what he was thinking there, but now it's going to put one of the best shooters in the game at the line. Chance to give his team a bigger lead, and he hits the first one, nothing but net. Makes it an 8-point game, 36-28, 6:05 to go. Shattuck leads Laverne. And Ross going to get another crack at this. Does that little nifty move before he shoots. He missed the second one, but he kind of takes the basketball and shoves it to either hip before he shoots. He kind of puts it on either hip with both hands and then shoots it. It's a weird little motion he's got. That's a stop, drop, a jump shot by Logan Freeman off the jump stop. Jump stop, jump shot on the block, and he hit it. He's got 15. Big bucket there for Laverne. Makes it a 6-point game. The Tigers not going away. Elam picks up his dribble. Flips it back to Buller. 5:39 to go. Elam with the basketball. Blackwell in his hip pocket. Gets a screen from Buller. Flips it over to Gibson. Bounce back to Buller. He's basically setting screens on the perimeter for the last quarter or so. So tried to set another one there on Blackwell. Elam gets around it. Nowhere to go, and a little too aggressive by the Tigers that time, and that's going to be more free throws. They're trying to stay in front of Elam and didn't do it. Now he's going to put him at the free throw line. That is the second foul on Tripp Green. As I thought, He got two earlier, so that one was on Tatum Nielsen. He's got one. Green's got two. This free throw will be Elam, who knocks it down, and it was a 1-1. And after sitting on the bench for a large part of the last quarter and a little bit more, he comes in and nails that huge free throw. Cold. 37-30, Shattuck in front by seven. Second chance here for Latta. He rolls it in. For Elam, who rolls it in, who's got 17. Either way, they're both hitting their foul shots. And that was a short. That looks like a timeout by Coach Miller, so we're going to take it with him here, try to figure out what's going on. Look, 30-second timeout, or a minute timeout, 60-second timeout. Shattuck 37, Laverne 30, 5:23 to go. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist and remedies and revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Back here at Indian Fieldhouse, 38-30, final game of day two of the Shattuck Shootout. Winner going to get Visai for the title. That game's going to be at 7:20. Loser gets Sayre 4:40 in the third place game. And Sayre get a chance to look at Clayton Mossberg, who's going to be more than likely playing at the next level. Very good player for the Sayre Eagles. A defensive player. 38-30 the score. Shattuck in front. Laverne with the basketball, 5:14 to go. Needing some buckets. Again, Tegan Green not out there for Laverne. He's not here at the tournament. Skip pass, far wing. Coming around a screen is Bags, looking for space, nowhere to go. Picks it up at the elbow, looking for a teammate, finds Freeman. Shot fake, it gets called for a travel. Got a little too ahead of himself there. Right idea by Freeman as Buller was approaching on the closeout. Would have been able to take it to the rack and just shuffled his feet. And a turnover. Elam's going to come back in for Cummings. I didn't realize Cummings came in off that timeout. Played for about 30 seconds. And now he's back in. Elam's back in the basketball game. Offense, defense substitution for Coach Miller. Doesn't want Elam picking up foul five. Blackwell's on him. Domi tries to come over and steal it. And he's going to pick up a foul trying to trap Elam, and that's going to be it for Tate. Barely played in this one. We talked at the top about not turning this into a football game, and Domi fouls out with no points tonight. It brings in another guy with four fouls, Gabe Lovell, and another one at four fouls at the free throw line in John David Elam, but his team's up eight, and he's got a chance to make it double digits here because he's going to get two of these. Spins it, eyes it, takes his time and knocks it down. And he is a good foul shooter. 18 tonight of the Shattuck 39. For a while there, he had all their points. And in most of them at halftime. 15 of the 20. Now he's going to drop in the second one, and it goes down. He's got 19 on the night. Does John David. Makes it 40-30, 10-point lead for Shattuck. Plenty of time, though, for Laverne, 4:46 to go in the game, and it's a full-court press by Shattuck, almost stolen away by Gibson, who goes rolling into the side. And he spent more time on the floor than he has on his feet tonight. He has been hustling all over the place. What a gutsy effort for the senior. He's going to be hurting tomorrow. Drew Logan Freeman lost it into Karsten Bags, hands it back to Blackwell. 10-point lead for Shattuck. Blackwell crossing the timeline. Laverne desperately needing a bucket. He's double-teamed. Flips it into Lovell. One dribble and tries to take it up. It's stripped away out of his hands but goes out of bounds and stays with Laverne. He had thought he had an open path to the basket, and it just gets poked away from Gabe. Freeman's going to inbound underneath his own hoop. Lobs it up to Gabe. Jones went for the steal and knocked him on the ground. And that is going to be four on Chris Jones. With 4:32 to go. A little too aggressive that time. Those two big guys banging around. Not a shooting foul yet, though. Only 16 foul on Shattuck. One more will put Laverne in the 1-1. And they're going to have to hit some free throws down the stretch to come back in this thing. We're going to get a foul away from the basketball and a push off on Lovell, and that's it. All the way on the other side of the court. Gabe didn't like it. That's five on Lovell, and he's going to take a seat in the crowd. You're going to start to hear them as Blackwell comes over and is telling him to calm down a little bit. He's going to go take a seat. Coach Wood says, go sit down, cool off. And Gabe can't believe it, but that's going to be it. Both Domi and Lovell have fouled out of this game. We're going to get a substitution here. Nielsen's got to come in because they only have four on the floor. And Nielsen's going to come in and play out there with Blackwell, with Tripp Green, with Freeman, and with Bags for Laverne. And out there, two big guys. They're going small, trying to pressure Elam. He gets it across, flips it over to Latta. Latta right back to Elam. 40-30. Shattuck in front by 10. Kicks it out to Ross for three from the corner, and he hit it. Ross Latta with a dagger, and he's got 10. 43-30, Indians in front. Spin move inside by Green. Little floater off the glass, and Tripp Green drops it in for two. Quick answer there. Try to keep Laverne hanging on. They're breathing. 43-32. Press on for the Tigers. Spin, Elam, Freeman. Ball's on the ground, bodies on the ground. And timeout, Coach Miller. With 3:58 to go, 43-32, Shattuck in front. Back after this, you're listening to Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Shattuck Shootout. Shattuck 43, Laverne 32 in the final game, the nightcap. And a rivalry game that's full of all kinds of things. Technical fouls and foul outs. And now Coach Trippett is on his feet talking to the officials. Coach Woods is sitting down trying to not pick up another one and keep his cool. And Shattuck going to inbound. That was a great timeout by Coach Miller because it would have been a jump ball and the possession arrow would have went back to Laverne. Instead, Shattuck maintains possession. Two timeouts left for either team. That tossed into Chris Jones. Looks over to Latta on the far wing. Pressure defense now by Laverne. Again in that suffocating man. Freeman's now on Buller. Tripp Green is on Latta. Elam's got Blackwell. Trying to make life difficult on him, so he gives it up to Latta. Over to Buller. Gibson in front of us here in the wing. Circles all the way around. Gets underneath off the glass and takes it in, and no one stopped Jesse Gibson. Two big ones there for the seniors, having a whale of a game. 45-32. Drive-in floater by Nielsen. That's going to be tipped around. Freeman tries to come down with it. A foul on the rebound, and if that's Jones, that is it. And we'll see. And I think they did call him for a shove in the back, and that'll be five on Chris Jones. The senior's going to sit down, and now three guys have fouled out. And if you thought this wasn't going to be physical, we've had three foul outs with 3:24 to go. That's going to bring in Will Pockner for Chris Jones. Both teams now going to be forced to go small because all the big guys have fouled out. 3:24 left, 45-32, couple of big free throws, a one and one. Actually, and Logan Freeman missed it. He's not going to get a second one. Big miss. Shattuck in front now by 13. Elam with the basketball. He's double teamed, gives it over to Pockner, swings it back over to Gibson. Bounce pass into stolen away. Looking for Buller underneath, and Tripp Green couldn't steal it, quite get it down the floor as he kicked it off his leg. Looked like he had a clean steal, couldn't maintain possession. Tripp a little upset with himself there, but that's going to go back to Shattuck. Missed opportunity for the Tigers. Elam coming around, he's double-teamed. They're denying Elam the basketball. He almost didn't get it. And he finally comes, backs off Bags and gets it. He's got Karsten Bags on him. Bit of a mismatch. Blackwell switches off, and now Blackwell's on Buller. Everyone's all discombobulated for Laverne. Pockner kicks it out to Gibson, and luckily they rotate till they can get things calmed down. Freeman on Buller. Over to Gibson. They loft it inside to Pockner. He's got Blackwell on his back. He turns to shoot and missed it. Good look and a foul on the rebound, and that's going to be in one and one. The foul is on Pockner. Found Freeman trying to get the board. I think that is Will's first. It is. Team's eighth. And another one and one for Freeman. They're going to have to start hitting these to come back. They only got 2:48 to go. They're going to need some turnovers and some threes. And it starts here, and Freeman hit it. He's got 16 for the Oil Center Classic MVP. Done a fantastic job defensively on Latta tonight. And hit them both. A couple big ones. 11-point lead. Press on for Laverne. Latta, oh, almost throws it away. Gets it to Elam. Just gets it to Elam, who gets it over the timeline. He's double-teamed, picks up his dribble, gives it back to Latta. Latta over to Elam. 2:36 to go. Elam drives, left hand, a little floater inside, and got the shooter's touch. Ice water. Just when Laverne could taste a little bit of momentum, Elam takes it from him. And that's a little bit, oh, Blackwell got away with the travel, but he missed a shot anyway. Goes over to Gibson. Gibson picks up from the wing and gives it right back to Elam. And now Laverne's going to empty their bench with 2:15 to go. The Shattuck Indians are going to pull this thing out. And it was a battle, and they earned every bit of it tonight. And their reward, they will go to take on Visai for the title tomorrow. Elam's now double-teamed. And a bounce pass over to Buller. Under two to play. Shattuck well in front, up 13. And Coach Wood's about to do the equivalent of taking a knee at the next break, which is bring in his rest of his bench. Buller gives it back to Gibson. He's got Nielsen on him. And stolen away by Blackwell. Minute 42 to go. He's going to pull it back. They need threes. So Freeman drives. Little floater. That's not a three. It's a long two. And a missed it and a rebound by Blake Buller. Freeman just trying to make a play for his squad. And no stoppage of plays. These guys aren't. Finally, there's a stoppage. Freeman fouls. And that will be it for Logan Freeman. And he was going to be coming out of this next break anyway. He's going to foul out. Fantastic game. 17 points and some great defense on Latta, but it's not going to be enough tonight. As John David Elam will go to the free throw line. And he is having a whale of a Shattuck shootout right now. It'll be interesting because right now he'd be the leader in the clubhouse for the MVP. Now you got to win the championship game over the Visai Indians, who play great team basketball. That's a miss, though, by John David. Not the only thing he's missed tonight. And did get in foul trouble. Sat for a long period of time and still had 21. Had he not gotten foul trouble, it'd be interesting to see how many he came away with tonight. This could make it 22 for him. And he hits that one. 22 on the night. Minute 28 to go. All kinds of substitutions. Angel Alba's in the game for Laverne. Guajardo's back in the game. Nielsen's going to stay out there. David Shipley's in, and Grayson Lovell, who drives around, tries to get it back to Guajardo, tries to save it. It goes right back to Elam, drives inside, slips it inside for Potner, and stolen away on the hustle by Nielsen. He was trying to stop Potner from an easy two, and he's going to pick up a foul for his trouble. They're going to say it was not clean, but that was a pretty good foul there. Make him earn it at the strike, and we're going to get a substitution. The crowd's going to get a nice hand here for Noah Wright. A fan favorite here at Shattuck's about to check in. Will Potner's going to roll that out. Will could not hit every part of the rim. Didn't go down for him. And they're trying to get him to check in, and nope. Looks like Noah's not coming in. Crowd was about to erupt if he came in here. Potner's going to shoot this one, and he hits it. And Will's got four. 49-34, all Shattuck Indians blew it open in that third quarter. Never looked back here in the fourth. Great job. They're going to move on. They've won five in a row, playing really well right now. And if they can win the Shattuck shootout, maybe turn some heads in Class A. Over in the corner to Tatum Nielsen. He's going to try a three. Long rebound off the miss by Buller. Flips it ahead to Jesse Gibson, and why not? Left-hand Gibson off the glass for two. He's got nine and a great game tonight for zero. A lot of little things tonight. It's sweating up a storm out there. We're going to drive by Alba, gets a little floater. Angel Alba on the board, 4-2. And here comes Noah Wright, and you can hear the crowd with 39.3 to go as Noah Wright getting in the basketball game. And Elam's going to look for him here, and we'll see if they can get him a shot. 34 seconds. 51-36. Shattuck going to move on. They hand it to him. He's going to cock it. Hand in his face, and it's blocked. Crowd's not going to like that as they're defending him out there. Tough. And we're trying to get him to back off. They get it to him, and they do back off. He's going to shoot a corner three. It's an air ball. Bounces long, goes out of bounds. And it's going to go over to the Shattuck Indians, or over to the Laverne Tigers, 18.2 to play. 51-36. Big second half for Shattuck, and did it without their point guard playing in that most of that third quarter and their leading scorer. showing that he can beat you in a couple different ways, these Indians. Drive by Alba. He drives in. He's already got two. Hits the deck hard off the miss. Rebound. Put back no good by Shipley. Buller comes away with it. 4 seconds to go. 3-2. Bounces to Gibson, who will just hold it. And the Shattuck Indians will move on to the title game. 51-36. The Indians with a big win. They're going to face Vicy tomorrow for the title. We'll be back after this to wrap things up. Final score, Shattuck 51, Laverne 36. It's the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap.
Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Back in Shattuck, we're all set for the final day of the Shattuck Shootout. Third and fourth place games have been set. The home team Indians hold serve 51-36 behind a huge second half by the Indians, who blew that open. It was a two-point game at halftime. In fact, a two-point game with Laverne in front, but a 13-7 second quarter led to a 51-36 final for the Indians, who've won five in a row and playing well at the right time, starting to round into shape here as we head down the stretch. And we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's a championship game. Shattuck and Vicy, both teams who have won the 2020 and 2019 Shattuck Shootout, trying to win their second one. That's going to be the night when Laverne drops down. They get Sayre at 440 in the third-place game. So a tough game and a good third-place game there. That'll be the 440 game. And over on the girls' side of the bracket, Arnett, eighth-ranked Arnett, will take on the Laverne Lady Tigers in a what should be a suffocating defensive game. A lot of defensive pressure. Should be a lot of steals in that one. That game's going to be tomorrow at 6. Third-place game, and the one we'll open with at 3:20 will be the Shattuck Lady Indians at 18th-ranked Balco. So a very good third-place game as well. We will bring that to you here. And your final score, your leading scorers for tonight, John David Elam was incredible. He had 22 points, and that's sitting almost an entire quarter. We still got 22. Jesse Gibson had 9, and a lot of great defense and a lot of hustle plays for Gibson. Ross Lida had 10, had to earn every bit of them. Freeman made life tough on Ross. Blake Buller with 2, Jalen Cummings with 4, and Will Pockner off the bench with 4 as well for the Indians. And Logan Freeman finished with 17 in a losing effort. Karsten Baggs with 9, hit his first 3 threes once again. He's opened both games of the Shattuck Shootout and going 3-for-3 from deep, and he had 9 points. Trip Green had 5, Caleb Blackwell with 3, Tatum Nielsen with a point, and Angel Alba with 2 for the Laverne Tigers, who come up on the losing end. Laverne drops to 10-5. Shattuck's going to move to 8-4, but more importantly, their fifth in a row. They will try to make it 6 tomorrow. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all our sponsors. We want to thank Security State Bank of Laverne. for helping us out. Also, H&R Block, Bank 7, Moore's Roofing. Couldn't do it without the great sponsors. The crew back at the studio, Mr. C.J. Montgomery, the man makes it happen back there, and wouldn't be here carrying the games and the lives of these young people for so many years, and we couldn't do it without C.J., who's done such a great job. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, B.J. Gonzalez also do such a great job back there in the studio, making things run, making the gears turn back in K101. We just talk a lot. Tyler Riggs out there calling the Woodward game. Woodward playing for a shot in their final of the Jones tournament. And they're right now, they're in a dogfight with Lindsay. And that game probably should be going into the fourth quarter as we speak. Sean Kelly back on the board. Man does everything in K101, and we appreciate all of it. Brooke Williams, owner-operator as well. We want to thank Brooke. So join us tomorrow. Again, we won't do the beginning games, but we'll get you all kind of squared away here. The seventh-place games, Visai and Shattuck's JV play at 10 a.m. on the girls' side, Arnett and Shattuck's JV at 11:20 on the boys' side. The fifth-place games tomorrow, Boys City take on Sayre at 12:40 on the girls' side. Boys City boys at Balco at 2 for fifth place on the boys' side. And then our third-place games, we will be here at 3:20. We're going to pregame at right around 3 o'clock, 18th-ranked Balco taking on the Shattuck Lady Indians. That'll be followed by the third-place guys' game, Sayre at Laverne. And then the championship rounds, 8th-ranked Arnett versus Laverne at 6 o'clock. And then these Shattuck Indians we just saw taking on 18th-ranked Visai for a shot at the title. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back right here right around 3 o'clock or so tomorrow to bring you the title games of what's been a fantastic Shattuck shootout. Join us right back here on K101. We're going to bring it for you here. I'm Trent Caldwell. For everybody back at K101, for everybody out there listening, be safe going home, everyone, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your tri-state leader in sports. K101.